Hi, Tina. You look tired. What's wrong with you?
Well, it's just the final exams. I'm really bothered by that. You know, the exams were like a month away, and I don't know anything.
Exactly. You have a whole month to prepare for the finals, and I can see that you work pretty hard usually, so I think you will get by.
Still, I'm just feeling so unsure and uncertain.
Come on, it's still a month away from the test. Let's talk about something else. Hey, this semester is almost over. I really can't believe that I've been here for 3 months.
Speaking of this, I feel time just flew by. I mean, the orientation was like yesterday, and we have already spent nearly 3 months on campus. So why don't we just sum up the semester a little bit?
What expectations about college do you have before entering it?
Well, I imagine college to be fairly relaxing without heaps of homework and burdens. However, college assignment can be overwhelming at times, the presentations and essays and all the deadlines. But it's not all pressure and suffering. I feel those tasks outside doing math arithmetic really enlightened me a lot. What about you?
I agree with you. So many things happened in those 3 months. The first time in my life I started learning about law, so many presentations and work to do, but also having the chance to meet all of you. The life I had in these past months is indeed colorful, meaningful, and a very important part of my whole life.
Definitely. So why don't we just sort of recall all the events happening in the last 3 months?
I guess the first thing is orientation.
Yeah, the meeting with our upper-class students.
It's less terrifying than I thought it would be, because I got in the online QQ group very late. I'm not very familiar with other students, but it seemed that they have known each other for many days, and I don't really remember how other people introduced themselves. I was sitting very far away from the platform. So I guess I just thought that everyone is very friendly and nice, and I didn't know most of them.
Then is the military training.
Oh, never again.
Yeah, the conditions were really horrible, especially the bathrooms were like those in concentration camps.
Oh my god, and the water. I mean, when I washed my face in the morning, the water from the tap is just freezing cold. I felt like throwing my face into a pile of snow.
Despite those difficulties, military training is a lot of fun. I remember we have 13 girls in a rather cramped room. We share the so-called mooncakes, though they don't look like normal ones. And we play the game, Who's the Spy? We share snacks.
Yes. Many good memories from those horrible days too. I lived and stood side by side with my friends. We laughed, and every day I asked my friend the question, what time is it now, for thousands of times.
Next will be the first day of class.
I remember the first class we had was jurisprudence.
I've always loved Mr. Lee's humor, and he made those complex concepts more approachable. What else? The great campaign was 100 clubs, not regiments.
Yeah, that Wednesday afternoon at the plaza of our school, I was kind of shocked at the unbelievable warmth.
And the interviews. It is literally the very first interview in my life. I remember being really nervous for the first time, but things got better after I went through like 10 interviews.
10 interviews? You must have a lot that you want to join.
Well, we are all different, and it's really about making the choices that are right for yourself. Well, I want to experience more in college. What about you?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. You mean you want to have a different relationship that you had never had with a special someone, right?
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about the exams.
Well, I'm desperately in need of help. Can you give me some advice on easing those burdens?
Maybe just try not to think about it as such a life-changing problem, and also be aware that college life is really about doing things that are different and new to you. I mean, those grades are really not very related to your future.
I feel like I just regard it as something so important, the GPA and the scores. I know it's not the correct thing to do, but I just feel like that.
Hey, I have a suggestion. Go watch that movie you have been waiting so long and relax yourself that day.
Thanks a lot for your suggestions. I'll definitely try them out and relax myself a bit.
I really just want to say thank you for those who have helped me in those difficult times. This semester is not like any other semesters I had the last 18 years, and I will really cherish those memories.
I had a very happy start of college. I meet great friends and lovely roommates like Kara. I have learned teachers. I'm in a warm family in the international law department. I feel very much blessed, although sometimes I'll yearn for the comforts at home, but CFAU has already become my second home.
That's particularly true for me. My family is not in Beijing, so I'm not desperately to go home in Chengdu. It's been one hell of a ride, but I think everyone is homesick already.
I think college is a crucial part of my life. I have the opportunity to try something new, to have more free time for myself, and explore more about the world.
Well, I agree with you. College is a time that may help form who you will become in the future. It really affects your life, the people you hang out with, the things you learn, the struggles and pain you push through. They are very important to you.
That's pretty much all about the review part.
Thank you for your support to the Babel and CBS. We are very happy to be part of this.
See you next semester.